Thing is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny, till I die.
They all listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. In the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino. I'm joined with my co-host, Adam Pelche. And hello and welcome, Adam.
Well, and hello and welcome, Dave. And hello to all of our listeners out there. Dave, we have a big show lined up, like we always do. This episode, we're going to be featuring some anniversaries, as we have been the past few weeks. We're going to be doing a set inspired by guitarist John McGauch. And then also we're going to be featuring some brand new releases from the likes of Yola Tango, Wednesday, Jessica O'Neill, Pryor, Soft Lung, just to name a few.
Yeah, so we're going to do some of that stuff. We got lots in store, but we're going to start off actually with a celebration from one of our favorite all-time bands and their best-selling album, and one of their they have a lot of strong albums, but one of their strongest and definitely their most commercially successful album celebrated an anniversary.
Yeah, this is, of course, speaking in tongues, the 1983 album. It is celebrating a massive anniversary this year, but as Dave said, this album was this bridge between their critical and commercial success. Definitely the best-selling album in the band's discography, but beyond that, it was a continuation of a lot of the experimental, more funk-based music that they were doing on their previous release, Remain in Light. On this album, though, they had a more, I guess you can say, commercially accessible sound, especially because they had some massive hits off this, including Burning Down the House, which is probably the Talking Head song most people know.
Yep.
And, of course, This Must Be the Place, the Naive melody. But with that said, this also had a number of weird, strange songs that are hard to imagine being on a commercially successful record.
But they are.
And yet they are.
And this is also the first album in the from a series that they were doing without Brian Eno producing. The band did it themselves.
That's right, and this was a major step for them. Even though they had this great relationship with Brian Eno, where they made some of the most artistically successful records of their career, this was a chance for them to step outside of that, to step outside of his tutelage, and really allow Byrne and the rest of the band a chance to really experiment and go forward with a new direction, something they wanted to try that incorporated, again, as with Remain in Light, a lot of polyrhythms, but these polyrhythms were less indebted to African music, which was a huge thing with that previous release, and this is more indebted to American funk music and burgeoning electronic music.
Yep, and there was a three-year gap, actually, between this album and their previous Remain in Light, and a lot of the bands did some solo recordings. Tina and Chris
Franz, right?
Yeah, Chris Franz.
They did Thompson Twins, right?
Tom-Tom Club.
Tom-Tom Club. Yeah, either way. With that band with the T. No, they did Tom-Tom Club, yeah.
They came back very strong with this album, and there's also a lot of... there's a bunch of session musicians, as would be the case on the later albums, including a couple members of Parliament Funkadelic.
And that obviously gets forward with the funk sound on this record. We're going to celebrate its anniversary by playing a pair of tracks from it, and then we're going to be playing some newer releases in this set as well, including tracks from O'Donis, and a throwback track from Flipper. So that's how we're starting this edition of Revolution Rock. If you want to hear anything, give us a call at 519-971-3630 in Windsor, or toll-free from Detroit at 1-855-344-2526. You are tuned to CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're coming back from a set there featuring a combination of some older and brand new music, actually ending off with a song from Flipper. Most people are probably most familiar with their generic album 1982 release. However, we heard something from their sophomore release from 1984 that is titled Gone Fishin'. From that, we heard the song Talks Cheap.
For that, we heard a new single that was put out for a new album that is out by Odonis Odonis. And this is they have a new synthie album called Icon, and we heard the song No One Left, and this actually features the band Actors.
That's right, and I think for that particular song, that's how come we have that very synth-pop element going on there. There definitely are some noisier elements on this album as well, but it is a little bit of a transition for the band. Still one that I greatly appreciate. I love the fact that this far into their career, Odonis Odonis are still experimenting with their sound and broadening what they're doing. And then before that, we heard a pair of songs from Talking Heads, where we're celebrating a massive anniversary, because all the way back this week in 1983, the band had released Speaking in Tongues, which was their fifth album and their most commercially successful album during the band's tenure.
Yep, and we heard the song I Get Wild, Wild Gravity, and then Girlfriend is Better.
And what's interesting, I just want to mention, is that we heard two different versions of the album between these two songs. So the original LP release featured shorter, truncated versions of the songs, but then the cassette releases, when this was released in 83, actually had extended versions of some of the tracks. So when we heard I Get Wild, Wild Gravity, that was actually an extended version of that song that you didn't hear on the original LP and later CD reissues. Later on, it was featured on the new DVD dual disc versions that were reissued back in the 2010s, I believe it was. And then the version Girlfriend is Better, we heard that from the original LP version, or the CD reissues that you would have heard at that time as well. You know, this is a great album, and there's some great quotes about it, including some from some figures you may not quite imagine to be fans of Talking Heads.
Yes, in the reissue booklet here, we were just looking through it. At the back, there's a quote from Bootsy Collins. So I'm just going to read it. Talking Heads did their part to keep the funk alive. The band was really good live, and David Burney was a pretty good freak show. Smile, in brackets. Speaking in Tongues with Burning Down the House is my favorite record of theirs, maybe because my right-hand man, Bernie Worrell from Funkadelic, was playing with them at the time. I got a chance to work with Jerry and meet the guys and gal, and they were pretty hot. Those are still the days. And Bernie Worrell actually has a quote as well. He just puts, Speaking in Tongues is it for me. Some of my favorite songs are on this record. He plays on it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you want to see what this band and all of the additional musicians were capable of, there is that fantastic live recording and feature-length live film that was released the next year, Stop Making Sense. And it was a great encapsulation of what the band in the studio for Speaking in Tongues could do live.
And a lot of people say it kind of overshadowed elements of the album, and some people know the album and the live concert film more so than this album. But it's a really great. Some people think it's one of the best live concert films.
I'm definitely
ever
one of,
made.
And I'm one of them. I think it's probably the best concert film ever made, in my opinion. But you know, in terms of the source material from the studio album, this is often overlooked by their three previous studio releases with Brian Eno and their self-titled debut, well, their quasi-self-titled debut, Talking Heads 77. To me, this is a great album, and I think almost as good as anything that preceded it. Definitely one of their strongest in their discography.
It's also, there's certain albums from the 80s that sound really good in the summer, and I feel this is one of them. This weird, hazy synth sounds mixing with the funk and the soul and the art rock sounds that Talking Heads have. I don't know. It just gives off summer
considering
vibes.
Considering the funky, sweltering heat we had today, yeah, very appropriate.
And one more thing I just want to add. They are restoring and reissuing, re-releasing, I should say, Stop Making Sense, the film. They're going to put out the re-release the live album as well on vinyl with some tracks that weren't originally on it. And they're going to show the film in theaters again. So that's pretty cool.
Cool.
And that's it. We're going to move on with some newer stuff in this next set. It'll be a little bit longer, but we're going to start off with a pair of Canadian artists, starting off with Cat Clyde, who's based in London, Ontario, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off with a new release from their album Down Rounder called Hawk In the Tree.
Wish I could be like the hawk in the tree. She flies so high and she flies so free. If only I was you and you were me.
I bought a bag.